Now, the Royal Shakespeare Company, or RSC, is trying something special for this year's productions. This season, they've worked particularly hard to assemble a company which reflects the nation in ways that it has never done before. Now, the RSC have introduced a 50-50 gender-balanced ensemble across the entire season for the very first time and brought together talent from all four corners of the United Kingdom, reflecting both the ethnic, geographical and cultural diversity of Britain today and those artists that are underrepresented on their stages. Now, Carina Jones is an accomplished actor. She's an aerialist and belly dancer. And she'll be part of the ensemble cast of two of the productions this year. And Carina is also registered blind. Now, Carina's going to be in As You Like It, directed by Kimberly Sykes, and also Measure for Measure, directed by Greg Doran. And Carina Jones joins me now. Hi, Carina.
Hi, Simon.
Now, this is quite an exciting year, isn't it?
It is, yes, definitely. I mean, I've been working with the RSC now since November, and I've been in Stratford since February, so I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, having a lovely time.
And this is a real breakthrough this year then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great because there's myself, the first visually impaired actor to be in the RSC, and we've got a wheelchair using actor and a deaf actor, so it's nice that I'm not the only person with an impairment in the company, and there's a real mix of different representations of different kinds of people, which is reflective of society, which is really nice. It's great.
Now, in your early life, you were told that you would never be an actor, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I think I was. They were just amused when I went to the careers office and said I wanted to be an actor, and they said no way. I think you should be maybe a secretary or a masseur, and I just didn't. I didn't fancy those things. It's nothing wrong. I did actually train as a masseur because I wanted to learn about it, but it wasn't what I wanted, and I didn't. I mean, I could understand why I couldn't be a bus driver if I'd wanted to do that, but I couldn't understand why being an actor would have that much bearing on sight, because, even in all the Shakespeare plays, it doesn't specify if King Lear or Hamlet is sighted, or if they're a wheelchair user, or their ethnic background. None of that stated, so it's really free for us to just change and tell different stories, which I think is really important.
Now, you have Stargardt's macular dystrophy, I believe. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
And so that really has impacted on your central vision. So how does that impact on your actual work?
I can't sight read. So that's if I have auditions and stuff, I'll get the script before and learn it. If I'm learning lines, I've got a Victor reader, which is an absolute gem, and a support worker will read those lines onto the Victor reader, and then I can use the forward and backward facilities to go over the lines again and again. So that's how I get my lines in. I'm okay rehearsing in the rehearsal room because the lights just vary. It's daylight. It's fine. So I'm absolutely fine then, but then as soon as we go into tech and as soon as the lights start getting in my eyes and stuff, that's when it's a bit more tricky for me. So I will just, if we have things like a blackout, I'll have a contingency that I'll go off with someone. There's always someone around. If I need to do a cross or a change, I'll just do it with someone else. So it works out fine. It just takes a little bit longer to work out in the lights how things are different for me visually.
Now, you and I have something in common because we both have the same eye disease. And I know when you say, I'm perfectly fine in the light, I know that's relative, because I know exactly, us it's like, well, I get on fine within what I can do.
Yeah.
But drop the light down and then it's anybody's game. How do the other actors respond to this then, and the company? Because obviously there must be more time involved, I suppose, in this kind of rehearsal.
We don't get any more time than anyone else would do. We do get more time because the Royal Shakespeare Company have more time to rehearse than other companies that I've worked with. But that's not especially because we have people with impairments in the company. And the other cast members have been absolutely brilliant with just, you know, things, adjustments, things that might need to be made. And they're really suggestive. They're always suggesting something. Oh, would it help if I came over here and just walk down with you? So they're really up for making things work and better than I could have imagined, really. They're all lovely.
No, that's fantastic, because when you're living with a psych condition, you tend to learn tricks, don't you? It's like when I cross a road sometimes, I hang about until other people cross,
yes.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I heard a story about that once before, where a chap that I knew had done that, and if he noticed that the other chap was hanging about and doing his shoelaces up, and it turned out that both of them had a visual impairment. So tell us about your actual character then. So who do you play in As You Like It?
I've got a very religious theme going through both the plays. So in As You Like It, I'm Olivia Martext, which is a gender swap character. It's originally Oliver Martext, and so I'm playing her as a female, and I'm basically a really, really rubbish priest who is completely ineffectual in that one. So it's there's a room for a little bit of comedy in that one, which is quite good fun. And apart from that, we all understudy. Everybody has understudies. So I'm understudying Jaques, and we all get to have an understudy run, just so so if someone goes off, we're able to jump in and take their place. And in Measure for Measure, I'm playing Sister Francisca, and she is it's quite religious. There's a lot of religion in the story, and I have involvement with Isabel, who's the main character. I'm the sister in the convent which she just joins. So yes, I'm that at the start of the play, and then the second half, I'm a prisoner, and I'm involved in a prison riot. So I've been working along with the others with a company called Arciani, and they're fight directors. So we've planned a fight. We've had fights and being thrown to the floor. So that's been really good fun as well.
Now, I've actually been to a production at Stratford before, and I found it was a really cosy environment in the audience. But on stage, there didn't seem to be an awful lot of room on stage.
The stage is actually enormous.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's really big. But there are two theatres. You might have been to the Swan Theatre, which
might
is still
been.
In Stratford. But then the RST, the Royal Shakespeare Theatre, is a lot bigger than the Swan. So I think you've probably been to the Swan. And it's a gorgeous theatre because it has a real intimate feel, even though it seats, you know, over 1,000. It feels, when you're on stage, it feels very intimate, and it feels you've got to kind of remember to keep your voice up, because it does feel cozy and intimate, and it's a beautiful theatre, and it's based on the original theatre which Shakespeare would have built, and it's beautiful, yeah.
Are you aware of the crowd much when you're performing?
No, not at all. It's dark, and then I can hear them if they think something's funny. So it's quite good in my Martext character that we get a few rounds of applause. So that's quite nice. So that's how I know someone's there, if they're finding things funny. Otherwise, no, I'm not really. I'm completely oblivious.
Yeah, it's probably the best way to be, isn't
it? Yeah, I think so. I don't sort of, people say, oh, who was it who came the other day? Boris Johnson was in the audience the other day, and everyone's going, oh, Boris is in the audience, and they're all looking. But so I find out if anyone, we had the Queen of Spain came in, so I find out if there's someone famous in the audience. But otherwise, I just don't know.
And Shakespeare seems to have a timeless quality. What is it that draws you to Shakespeare?
I've always really loved Shakespeare because the writing, he gets the feelings of the human condition, and he really pithily and succinctly just gets it down exactly how a feeling is, or a way of someone reacting to you is. He's just amazing at that. And if you think, you know, his writing, you know, is in 1590s, it's incredible that so much is still relevant today. The language may have changed a bit, but everything is still spot on, and he just understood what it was like to be human. And so many times I hear something or I hear a quote in the play and I think, oh wow, that's so true. And I think that's why I've always loved it.
Sometimes there's criticism when it's modernised and it's done in modern day, but again, sometimes that it brings that, what you're talking about, to a younger audience perhaps, that can really relate to exactly the same themes that have been going on for hundreds of years.
I think so, because although Taming of the Shrew is very, very traditional, Measure for Measure's kind of set, I think it's about 1910, 1920, so it's not modern, but it's more modern. You get all the connections, whatever time you set it in, you get all the connections of how relevant it is to that time. And then I sort of come away and think that Shakespeare is even more amazing because it's totally relevant to whichever time you seem to put it in.
Would you like to see more disabled actors in mainstream productions?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that it's long, long overdue that disabled actors should just be... I think it should be like the gender 50-50. There's 1 in 8 disabled people. I think 1 in 8 should be represented in our theatres and in our casts and backstage, and in the whole theatre industry, directors, producers. And I think we've got a long way to go. I think we're starting, it's getting there. And a big company like the RSE, integrating different people into their season is definitely going to help, because a lot of theatres have been, I think, reticent to do it because there's a lot of fear there. But I think if a big company like the RSC can do it, I think that may bode well for other companies in the future, thinking, well, if they can do it, so can we. I would hope so anyway.
Yeah, it's quite a brave thing, I think, to do. And I think some of the purists, you know, perhaps will say, oh, you shouldn't mess about like this. But like you say, it should reflect modern life and the modern world we live in. Yeah.
And there were disabled people in Shakespeare's time, probably a lot more. So it's... by not having disabled people in the cast, we're not reflecting what it would have been like then.
I've got a date here for Measure for Measure. There's an audio describe performance on the 17th of July at 7:15 in the evening, and one on the 24th of August at 1:15 p.m. for the Stratford performances. But if you want to get details of audio described performances, then just get in touch with the Royal Shakespeare Company, which is all the W's, rsc.org.uk. For any aspiring actors, Karina, that, you know, right at the beginning, because I think it still goes on, you won't be able to do that. You should pick something else. What piece of advice would you give to them?
If they really want to do it, if there's something else that they think, oh, I'd be just as happy to do that, then I think do that, because it's hard. If that's definitely, this is definitely what they want to do, they think they have to develop quite a thick skin, and that would be the same of any actor, regardless if they had a disability or not. And just don't let anyone stop you, and just keep going and plod on and plod on, and you will get there in the end. It's just, it can be hard going sometimes. And I would also say that if people can't get to see it in Stratford, it is going to the Barbican Centre and in London as well, and then we're touring. So there's lots of opportunities to go and see the play. And I think if you want to be an actor, go and see theatre, go and see the audio described performances when you can, and take your place at the table and really push to be a part of it.
Well, there's other things about you being an aerialist and a belly dancer I'd love to chat about, but we don't have time today. Perhaps another day we could chat about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'd like to wish you the best for this year and for the productions. And thank you, Carina Jones, very much for your time today.
Thank you, Simon. Bye.